This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Abortion is back in the news for a variety of reasons. This fall, the Supreme Court will hear the case of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization based on the Mississippi pro-life bill. Also, the Texas legislature passed a heartbeat bill that became law, and Nancy Pelosi announced that the U.S. House of Representatives will vote on the Women's Health Protection Act attempting to enshrine abortion law. Many of us feel like we've been here before. In 1992, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments for Casey versus Planned Parenthood, but the court merely reaffirmed a modified version of the 1973 abortion decision of Roe versus Wade. In 2020, a Supreme Court appointed by two pro-life Republican presidents decided not to change the abortion law, yet there are some who believe that this time might be different. Charles Cook makes the case that the problem is Roe. The problem has always been Roe. It is not this or that law. It is not this or that precedent. It is not this or that state or legislature or governor. Why does he say that? Because legally, Roe has always been utter nonsense, and because deep down we all know it. Listen to two pro-choice legal scholars. John Hart Ely argued that abortion decision was indefensible in every conceivable way that a Supreme Court decision could be indefensible. It was a super-protected right that is not inferable from the language of the Constitution. Harvard professor Lawrence Tribe observed, one of the most curious things about Roe is that behind its own verbal smokescreen, the substantive judgment on which it rests is nowhere to be found. Over the next few months, we will be hearing about abortion laws and rulings, but we might want to pause and consider that the original abortion decision of Roe is really the problem. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.